This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Trying to help you get your weekend started off right. Shout outs and thank you to everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Folks listening on the free radio.com app, SiriusXM channel 206, Apple Music, your smart devices. However you're listening, wherever you're at, I appreciate you. I hope you're safe and I hope you are well. One more hour left in the show here. I must remind you that I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Thank you to everybody who's participated in the show so far. We spent some time talking about the NBA. They've handed out their MVP award. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he won over LeBron James, who said he was pissed off that he did not win, or not win, but that the voting was 86 to 15 first place votes to Giannis. Okay, LeBron only had 15 votes to Giannis's 86. So we took your phone calls, got your thoughts. I'm not upset that Giannis got the award. I'm not. You think about the MVP and what it's been and for the past 30 years, it's like, okay, take the best team in the regular season, take the best player on that team, and there you have it. The MVP has not always gone to the best player. Go talk to LeBron James about that. Or not. Go talk to Michael Jordan about that. The best player doesn't always get the award. And tonight, an upset LeBron James helped lead the Los Angeles Lakers over the Denver Nuggets in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, 126 to 114. And we just took your calls. Yeah, the Lakers are the favorites. Surprisingly, there's a couple folks. I mean, one guy said he thinks the Nuggets will make this a seven-game series. I'm like, oh, my God, what are we playing, 2K here? You think these players don't get tired? You don't think all of the games won't catch up? This is the real world here. We also spent time earlier on in the show getting you ready for week two of the NFL season. Week one is in the books. We had some successes. We had some failures. We have some teams that need to get a W. We have some teams that absolutely need to win and not go 0-2. Otherwise, they're going to stink. Since 2007, this is a stat for tonight. Since 2007, 107 NFL teams have started 0-2. Only 12 out of those 107 teams have gone on to qualify for the playoffs. That's it. So if you start off 0-2, you might as well forget it. Plan to stay home. Cowboys, oh, they don't want that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the Cowboys don't make the playoffs this year? Can you imagine if the Buccaneers don't make the playoffs this year? Oh, my goodness. we're going to have something to talk about for a long time. Especially all these teams, Tom Brady. Oh, my man. That'd be a hell of a story. Tom Brady goes down to Tampa Bay and doesn't even get to the playoffs. Let's see. They cannot afford to go 0-2. I want to remind you, you can always hit me up on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. You can always call up 855-212-4CBS. The man, and I don't want to say replace, but the man who is occupying the quarterback position that Tom Brady basically sat on for 20 years, Cam Newton, he did have success. The New England Patriots got their victory this past Sunday against the Dolphins, 21-11. Cam Newton, 155 yards in the air. Okay, fine. But he carried the ball 15 times for 75 yards and two touchdowns. Cam Newton looks like somebody who is on his way to being comeback player of the year. Cam Newton looks ready to go. We saw the workout videos. We saw the free agency that lingered and took forever. But Cam Newton is on the team. He's on the Patriots. He's paired up with Bill Belichick. And this upcoming Sunday, it's a pretty damn good matchup because you're going to have the New England Patriots with Cam Newton and Bill Belichick versus Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. And Russell Wilson did not look any type of shabby this past Sunday against the Falcons. He lit them up. The Seahawks won 38-25. Russell Wilson completed 31 of 35 passes. He finished with 322 yards, four touchdowns, zero interceptions. This guy had a completion percentage of 89%. Russell Wilson has wanted to throw the football. He got his wish. He got what he wanted, and he showed out. And I actually expect for Russell Wilson, I don't know if he's going to have another game like this. This is absolutely ridiculous. But I expect Russell Wilson to have more high-flying games as this season continues on. So as earlier in the show, we spoke about teams that cannot afford to go 0-2. We spent time talking about teams that are behind the eight ball that look like they are going to have some problems. Look, somebody has to lose between the Patriots and the Seahawks, but these are two teams that have started off on fire. Let's see if Cam Newton can keep up this go-round. I want to give the edge in this game to Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Never going to discount Bill Belichick, but let's see if the offense can step it up. You know, Bill Belichick, he had high praise for Russell Wilson. He knows this is not going to be an easy victory just because. Listen to what Bill Belichick had to say.
This guy's a tremendous player. Honestly, I think he's, you know, in a way, maybe underrated by the media or the fans. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't really see anybody better than this player. He can do everything. He's got, obviously, great leadership, playmaking skills. He plays very well in the most critical situations in the game with his decision-making, running, passing. His passing numbers are extraordinary. You can put him up against anybody since he's been in the league, literally anybody, in almost any category, or in any category, really. You know, he's got a great ability to do the right thing at the right time. He has tremendous vision and sees the field extremely well. I don't think there's a better deep ball passer in the league in terms of decision-making and accuracy.
I mean, it's pretty cool to hear all of that, knowing at the end of the day, he's devising a plan to knock that guy's head off. I guess that's what makes the NFL great. I guess that's what makes Bill Belichick great. Every single week, he throws roses and bouquets at the opposing quarterback. Well, not the quarterback all the time because some quarterbacks suck. But he finds one player that he wants to show love to. And he does. And then for the most part, throughout his career as Patriots head coach, he then goes out and defeats them. I don't think it's going to be that easy this go-round against Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. And yes, Russell Wilson has been great. And we had part of this conversation yesterday. This is a man at the quarterback spot, drafted in 2012, has not missed a game, has not had a losing record. And you want to talk about LeBron James not being happy with his MVP status? Russell Wilson, throughout his entire career, has not gotten one singular MVP vote. Hasn't happened. I definitely think Russell Wilson is underrated. I think he is underappreciated from a national standpoint. You know, nobody's talking about him with a Pat Mahomes, and well within its right. Pat Mahomes has burst onto the scene like a supernova. I think it's a matter of just watching Russell Wilson for so long and just expecting the excellence, expecting that those 8 years, he's been to the playoffs seven times. We have a team like the Browns. They haven't seen the playoffs since 2002. This is not going to be an easy matchup. Russell Wilson even knows that Bill Belichick is prepared for anything. Listen.
He's very, very good, obviously, at figuring out, you know, how he wants to utilize his players. And I think that's the best thing about Coach Belichick and what he does and how he does it. They have a great system for sure and great players.
Yes, and we know that they have to make adjustments just like everybody else. Dante Hightower, not there this year. Van Noy, gone. Collins, gone. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to one of their replacements, and that happens to be Shalik Calhoun. And I asked him last night, I said, well, what makes playing with and for Bill Belichick different? And he pretty much said, you know, it boils down to just doing your job. Are you going to do your job? The McCourty twins were here about a month ago. The McCourtys, they said the same exact thing. You got to show up and do your job. And so let's see if Bill Belichick has enough players at his disposal who are healthy, who are going to show up Sunday against the Seahawks and do their job. Cam Newton, I mean, we had to discuss and talk about whether or not he's capable of continuing this workload that he has, especially running the football. We have to see if he can continue that. Cam knows the Seahawks are not going to be easy.
We know we're going in and play a tough team, tough defense, me specifically, and it's going to take all three phases to play great football together.
I am never, ever going to count Bill Belichick, any of his teams out. Bill Belichick is a football genius. It is in his blood. This is his lifeblood. This is what Bill Belichick was meant to do here on this planet. But I'm going to give the Seahawks the edge. In the same way that Bill Belichick decided to heap praise on Russell Wilson, I'm going to do the same. There's no reason, I mean, outside of Pete Carroll, thank you again, Pete Carroll. There's no reason that Russell Wilson shouldn't be, you know, a two-time Super Bowl winner. There's no reason that you can't look at a quarterback and you look at the career that Russell Wilson has had. There's no reason not to say that He's not appreciated the way he should be. Isn't that what you want from a franchise quarterback? Every single game, your QB gets onto the field, and you know as a fan, your team has an opportunity to win. How many teams can say that? How many teams that you send your quarterback out there that you expect to compete no matter who the opposition is? That's the Seahawks every single game. And it's because of Russell Wilson. We know over the course of time, the team has changed. There is no Legion of Boom anymore. That's done. The team has changed. It's transitioned. It has graduated. And all the way throughout, Russell Wilson has been there. And at this point in time, in his prime, he's showing that he is still one of the best quarterbacks. He may not be mentioned all the time. He may not be there at the top of the list. But Russell Wilson, I believe, is underrated. I think he's unappreciated. And I'd venture to say there wouldn't be a team in the NFL that if he was on, that he wouldn't be amazing. Okay, you might have a Patrick Mahomes. You might have an Aaron Rodgers. You may hate the guy, Aaron Rodgers, now. You might be in Baltimore. I get it. Exciting young quarterbacks. But when it comes down to winning a football game, Russell Wilson isn't a QB who's just going to throw you out of the game. He's going to give you a chance and an opportunity to win it. So let's see what Bill Belichick has planned for Russell Wilson. I think he'd be hard-pressed to go for another four touchdowns and have a completion percentage of 89%. I mean, that's almost impossible for him to do again. Maybe it isn't. Russell Wilson, underrated. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe Russell Wilson is underrated? Do you agree with Bill Belichick that Russell Wilson does not get enough love? I think he's a quarterback in the league, one of the few quarterbacks that anytime you put him out on the field, you know you have a chance at winning. The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Russell, fourth down and five. He is four-man rush. Russ looks. He's going to lay it up over the top. He's got a man down there. It's Metcalf. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. On fourth down and five, Russ takes the snap, stands back there like a patient man and waits, and 14 gets open for six.
That audio courtesy of Seahawks Radio. Yeah, you're listening to the highlight of someone who I consider to be one of the most underrated players in the NBA. Excuse me, the NFL. Look at me screwing up. I think this man is going into the Hall of Fame and doesn't get enough recognition. That is Russell Wilson. Bill Belichick pretty much said as much. And the Seattle Seahawks, they're going to take on the New England Patriots. And let's see what Russell Wilson can continue to do. He certainly looks like he's been unleashed by Pete Carroll. He's not just handing the ball off. And I think sometimes you can get used to something. You can just expect it. And because you expect it, you overlook it. And that seems to be the case with Russell Wilson, who has never missed a game, who's only missed the playoffs once, who's been to the Pro Bowl seven times, who has a Super Bowl ring, who should have two Super Bowl rings, who just wins, who hasn't had a losing season. I can go on. Bill Belichick says Russell Wilson is underrated. I agree. I think Russell Wilson is quarterback excellence. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Russell Wilson? Does he get the attention and the respect that he deserves? Our line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting on? Go to geico.com to learn more. Bill is calling up from Colorado Springs. Bill, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Russell Wilson?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think Russell Wilson is a tremendous quarterback. If he played in a large market like New York, Chicago, L.A., he'd get a lot more credit than he does now. But being in Seattle, I think, hurts him. And he would have two Super Bowls if it wasn't for one of the most boneheaded calls I've ever seen in my life, where they throw into the end zone instead of running Marshawn Lynch, who they haven't stopped all day. They would have another Super Bowl. But, yeah, and I kind of wanted to compare him to Mahomes as well. I think if you were to swap Mahomes with Russell Wilson, I think Russell Wilson on that team would make Kansas City even better, especially with all of his experience.
That's a tough call to make. Things are pretty much tailor-made for Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. So, I mean, we start playing the swap game. I mean, yes, would Kansas City, would they still have an amazing chance to go out and win a Super Bowl? Yes, absolutely. So I don't think that's something far-fetched to say. But, I mean, if we're going to start comparing, ultimately, Russell Wilson to Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson is Hall of Fame. They're both Hall of Fame. They have Hall of Fame talent. Russell Wilson's been long enough to pretty much start to stamp his road into Canton. I think he could retire today and have a case. And we know Pat Mahomes, he has some work to do. But what he's done out the gate is just freakish. I'd still take Pat Mahomes. But I agree with you, Bill. Russell Wilson is underrated, and there's no doubt he's one of the best QBs in the league, but he doesn't necessarily get that same attention. Listen, people are always looking for the young hot thing. What's young? What's attractive? What's going to, quote unquote, get the people going? It's a Lamar Jackson, a guy who can come through and break records. It's a Pat Mahomes who can do the same. Records are made to be broken. The NFL is a different league. We're seeing that right now with the ball being thrown up in the air, the offenses being spread out. It's like everything else, all the other sports. It's an arcade style right now. Open it up. Give you the option. Give the QB the option. You're going to run, you're going to pass. You're the guy in charge. You're the conductor. Zeke is calling up from Wisconsin. It's where Russell went to school. Zeke, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Thanks for putting me on. I'm glad you're still on the air. I became introduced to you during the start of the COVID thing and entertained me with your, I'm assuming you're a young man, but a young man with a very wise, strong personality.
Thank you, Zeke. Well, where the hell did you think? Where the hell did you think I was going?
I didn't know. I just thought, well, a young guy, and during the kind of things we are, I just said, well, maybe they're just not going to give him a chance, but I was impressed by it.
Zeke, well, me coming here wasn't a chance. Me being here is me being here. I'll tell you that much, Zeke, okay?
You earned it.
Well, thank you. I've been around for quite some time, Zeke, so thank you very much.
You sound young, so maybe that's what I'm getting it from.
Okay. But, what do you think about Russell? He's younger than me, by the way. Go ahead.
Yes, he is. So you must be really old. But, yeah, I had the pleasure and honor of watching him at the University of Wisconsin during Badger games. And, you know, just for 1 year, he came from North Carolina State and, you know, was not that touted. And I'm guessing his entire lifetime, his father was a professional athlete, and he just has always been underestimated. And he has an uncanny patience about him. And I think that's what serves him well, even to the point of, like, Bill's point, too, being patient enough to run the play, Pete Carroll's idiotic play that cost him his second ring. But, and I would also go one further with Bill. I do think that you can rank him up there with Mahomes. Just as a caveat, Mahomes is very entertaining, like him a lot. But, you know, there's a thing of proven time. Wilson has not missed any games, like you're mentioning. So,
yeah.
Well, it remains to be seen whether Pat can make it through the season without getting hurt. You know, and that's just going to – time will tell. But, yeah, I couldn't think higher of Russell Wilson, and I'm glad to hear you kind of promote him as underrated because that's absolutely accurate.
Sure. Well, thank you, Zeke, for calling up from Wisconsin, and feel free to call up anytime. No, we can look at Russell Wilson's accolades, and you can be a fan of the NFL, and you can say, oh, okay, he's one of the best, and you can look at his stats, and it's obvious, and he gets all the attention, and we know this, and he's a celebrity, and he's with Ciara. But when you think about what is discussed on a weekly basis, where the quarterback world revolves around, there's more conversation around Dak Prescott and his contract, whether or not he's any good. There's more conversation around Tom Brady, obviously the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history. There's more conversation around a Lamar Jackson who just broke the rushing record. There's more conversation right around a Patrick Mahomes who is just shot out of a cannon, MVP, Super Bowl MVP, comeback kid, face of football. Where's Russell? He doesn't get the same type of attention. You can get used to winning and you can be overlooked. That's where I see him. Don from Vancouver, you on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Russell Wilson?
He's talked about a lot up here in Northwest here, but that's, I guess, part of my argument is why he isn't talked more back east. You put him right up there as one of the best, but is he any better than Drew Brees? Is he any better than Mahomes? And frankly, I would like to see the KC Chiefs and the Seattle play in the Super Bowl, but I know that'll never happen.
Well, why not? I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you feel it would never happen? Come on, that's a possibility.
Well, I thought maybe just the divisional splits there that it would never match up. That was. You're telling me it can happen, and I look forward to that day. But still, I would like to know why on the national front TV station back east, he's not talked about a lot.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot more to the United States of America than back east, Don. You know, obviously the largest media market is based in New York City. The second largest media market in the United States of America happens to be Los Angeles. And I think I gave you some reasons right before I pulled you on, Don, and thank you for calling from Vancouver, Canada. Look at the records that are being broken by younger quarterbacks. Look at the ascension. Look how fast they have burst onto the scene. Look at the success, the 20-year success of a Tom Brady. You know, I think those are some of the reasons why you don't hear about a Russell Wilson on the same wavelength. It's the reason why you don't hear about him the same way. If I want to talk about pop culture, if I want to talk about a red carpet or hosting the Nickelodeon Awards, then I'm looking at Russell Wilson. It's not to take away the attention he gets, quote unquote, as a celebrity, but as a football player. Yeah, there are a lot of guys who get mentioned way before Russell. I mentioned Dak Prescott. Conversations about who he is and who he is not, and less about what Russell Wilson has done for the last 8 years. I'm going to continue to take your phone calls on Russell Wilson. Where do you think he falls on that quarterback scale? Is he underrated? Does he receive less attention than he should? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, time flies when you're having fun. I'm going to take your phone calls. We're talking about Russell Wilson, by the way. Bill Belichick said he is underrated by the fans and the media when it comes down to quarterbacks. And I don't disagree. Who gets the attention? Pat Mahomes? Tom Brady? Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, all for good reasons when you think about the storylines that surround them, their careers, what they're doing right now. It makes plenty of sense. But Russell Wilson, he doesn't get all of the attention. He doesn't have all of the drama surrounding him. He just wins. And I think there comes a point in time where that can be taken for granted because there is no drama. But this upcoming Sunday, Bill Belichick and the Patriots and Cam Newton, They're going to take on Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. So I asked you a question. Do you agree with Bill Belichick that Russell Wilson is underrated? Going to take your phone calls. Sal Licata is going to come through when I wrap up. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin is calling up from Maryland. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on Russell Wilson? Underrated?
Vastly underrated. Underrated and underappreciated.
Okay, why?
Well, I think he's played well where he's played because he's been in the shadow of that football team when he first joined. It was basically he was a game manager. He had built on, you know, beast mode and the Legion of Boom.
Sure, yes. That's
and he pretty much, you know, you see through when he just, you know, when he had to, but basically it was basically that football team was built, you know, around the running game and the defense. So I think
right. His
talents were just underappreciated.
Okay.
And basically, you know, he's had basically his athleticism, which he's needed because he's played beyond some absolutely horrendous offensive lines.
Yes, tons. Even recently, yes.
Even recently, I mean, you know, and he's still managed, you know, to keep that football team in playoff contention and, you know, in Super Bowl contention. It's, you know, the one year they missed the playoffs, but, you know, he's just, you know, remarkably, plus he's, you know, he's such a poised individual. He's just a tremendous leader.
Kevin, I can't take anything away from what you just said. I agree with you, and thank you for calling from Maryland. You think about Russell Wilson. I spoke about that. There's been a transition throughout his career from where he started to where he is now, and not necessarily a transition in his talent, but the responsibilities and how the football team, the Legion of Boom, is no more. You know, there's no more other personalities to take some of the attention. This is Russell Wilson's team, and it will be his team for as long as he is a member of the Seahawks. He got that contract last year. He says he wants to play into his 40s. I think he said 45. Let's see what he does the rest of his career. Russell Wilson might be getting started. He's 31. He turns 32 in about 2 months. Troy is calling up from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Troy, what do you think about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think it's thanks for taking my call, but I believe he's definitely underrated. I mean, you're talking about a durable quarterback. I mean, this is like Cal Ripken in the NFL. I mean, this guy never misses a game. And if you look at his numbers, I glanced at his stats, and, I mean, it's eye-popping. I mean, this guy's 80 touchdowns and 12 interceptions the past couple of seasons, man. That's just incredible, man. And you say he wants to play till he's 45. I can only imagine a quarterback as durable as this guy playing until he's 45. I mean, you can't ask for anything better in
your
franchise.
That's right. You know? That is correct. You draft a quarterback, this is best case scenario.
You got this guy. I mean, this guy has been on your team. I never heard any trades. I'm sorry, but yeah, you definitely got it right.
Yeah.
They drafted this guy.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy, for calling up from Texas. You draft a franchise quarterback. Can you ask for anything more? At this rate, Russell Wilson is going to be up there with in games played and consecutive games played and not missing the game. He might be up there with Favre. He might be up there with Eli Manning. Yeah. Russell Wilson is an Iron Man. And this is, let's be real. You know who didn't move? Eli Manning. Where the hell was Eli Manning scrambling? He had pocket presence. He could move around. He can go get you some yards and then get the hell up on out the way. But nobody was going to mistake him for Lamar Jackson. Russell Wilson can move. He can go. He knows also how to get down. He utilizes that baseball background. His ass knows how to slide up on out the way. It's amazing, his durability. Just to move, to still get the yardage and then move. Avoid the big hit. That's admirable. You know, we go ahead and look at Lamar Jackson, even week one, is conversations. Can this guy last? Can they last? Can he last? Zach is calling from Wisconsin. Zach, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Russell Wilson?
Well, I definitely think he's underrated. I mean, I remember watching him at Wisconsin. He changed that team just by himself. His durability, his ability to run the ball, throw the ball, but he's very smart. He knows how to take unnecessary hits. He's very accurate with his arm. He can make plays just by himself alone without an offensive line. I think he's definitely underrated.
Okay. Thank you, Zach, for calling up from Wisconsin. Let's talk to Alan in Toronto. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Yeah, he's challenging Brett Favre's Ironman record, 8 years, and, you know, he's a very durable man. It's just too bad he's not playing for the Dallas Cowboys. He'd sure get his just due then, you know, the Cowboys or, let's say, the 49ers, the Giants, teams like that, you know. And he's the best deep ball passer in the league. You know, his decision-making is pretty good. And look, when they played the Patriots 3 times and 2 victories, he had 641 yards, you know, over 300 yards is anything great, and six touchdowns and no interceptions. So I can see where Belichick is coming from. I'm really looking forward to Sunday night because it'll be like the immovable object against the years of force. They need to, if they can shore up their offensive lines, then they're going to give New England quite a challenge. It won't be easy because New England has a great defense, but I'm really looking forward to Sunday night. It's going to be one hell of a game, I think.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. Let's see what Cam Newton and Belichick can do. And I like your reference to the, what was it, the immovable force? Say it again, what is it?
Irresistible force against the immovable object, because, you know,
wasn't that from WrestleMania? Was that Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant?
Yeah, or Ali versus Frazier. Frazier was the irresistible force, and Ali was the immovable object too. You know, you could look at it that way too. So.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah. Let's see what they do at the line. Thank you, Alan from Toronto, throwing me back quite a few years. Let's talk to Raphael from California. Raphael, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Raphael, where you at? Oh, my goodness. I don't know what I hope his ass is safe. I hope Brian in Texas is paying attention. Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call on. I think there's been a lot of good comments on Russell Wilson's durability, certainly. Another observation that I had on Russell is just his deep ball is the best deep ball in the entire NFL. He can hit the arc on that deep ball unlike anybody else. And, you know, a defensive back can be within, you know, 2 yards of him on the ball at 35, 40 yards downfield. And because of the way that ball comes down at that arc, you know, it's just – undefendable. And, you know, I think that is certainly something that people don't talk about enough on Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, this is why Russell Wilson has wanted to air the damn football out. And it's taken him until he's gotten to be 31 years old where he can actually do so. I mean, you have Lockett, you have Metcalf, let it rip. I think at this point in time, what do you have to lose? We saw what he did on Sunday against the Falcons. I don't think things will necessarily be any different against the Patriots. I mean, a lot of their defensive players are out. They're either not playing. They either opted out. Let's see what happens. And thank you, Brian, for calling up from Texas. Look, Russell Wilson isn't the fanciest. Russell Wilson is not running around with the, with the storylines. I mean, the storylines for him away from the field have to deal with his wife, Sierra. Future. I mean, come on. Those are storylines. But when it comes to football, he does not miss a beat. And for that, I respect him. I respect him. I respect LeBron. You don't hear anything. These are celebrities away from the field, away from the court. But you hear no problems. None. And so I wish guys like that all the success in the world. You know, I don't particularly care about Russell Wilson off the field. I think he's corny. But when it comes to him as a football player, I think he is amazing. And he's an amazing human being, too. Good luck to him. Let's see what they can do. I will be tuned into that matchup. Plenty of games that I want to see coming up on Sunday. It's going to be a fun Sunday. You know, we spoke about teams going 0-2. Who can't go 0-2? Cowboys and Falcons should be a good one. High-scoring affair, I believe. Just to look through some more of these matchups, Giants and the Bears. The Giants, they got some work to do. I actually believe the, who am I fooling? I got the Bears over the Giants. I'm sorry. Jaguars and the Titans. See Derrick Henry running all over that team. Panthers and the Buccaneers. No, I don't believe the Bucs will go 0-2. I think the Steelers will beat the Broncos. I think the Rams have an opportunity to upset the Eagles. You thought Wentz got knocked around a lot the first game. Let's see what happens this time. 49ers, they should obliterate the New York Jets. Bills and Dolphins, I have the Bills. I have the Vikings over the Colts. Packers over the Lions. Cardinals over the Washington football team. The Chiefs should have a field day against the Chargers. Ravens over the Texans. And I'm going to go ahead and say the Seahawks beat the Patriots and the Saints beat the Raiders. Listen, folks, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the football. Enjoy some of the college matchups that we have, the ones that haven't gotten canceled and that won't be blowouts. Enjoy the NBA. You can be sure on Monday we will be back here discussing all of it. Have a good weekend. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. If you're in Los Angeles, I will be on KTLA in the morning, 10 a.m. tomorrow as well as Sunday. Yes, it's the JR Sport Brief on KTLA. If you're in New York City tomorrow, you can listen to me on WFAN. You can also listen on the freeradio.com app. I'll be on WFAN tomorrow afternoon. A big thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Thank you to everybody who called up. Sal Licata is coming up next. I'll be back here with you on Monday. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. You're listening right now to CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.